Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is April the 3rd, and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Samuel, chapters 13 to 15. Sow the wind and reap the whirlwind. This is a passage taken from Hosea chapter 8 verse 7, but it aptly describes what happened in King David's life and his family as a direct consequence of his sinful actions. Prophet Nathan had prophesied this dire warning earlier that we read in 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 10. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house because you have despised me. King David's family is now embroiled in conflicts that started coming like waves on the seashore. David's eldest son Amnon rapes his own half-sister Tamar, who was Absalom's sister. Absalom schemes and murders Amnon to take revenge for defiling his sister. Absalom then flees to Geshur, but returns back to Jerusalem after 3 years and is finally forgiven by his father. Absalom then deceitfully charms the people of Israel and through his charisma plots a coup against David. This treason by his own son forces King David to escape from Jerusalem after many of his trusted people, including his trusted friend Ahithophel, defects with Absalom. Even though God had forgiven David, his sins brought him painful consequences. Even today this is true. God forgives and even forgets. People may forgive, but some never forget. Our sins will find us out and they will remain forever a blot and stain in the perception of others about us. According to God Guides Your Tomorrows by Roger C. Palms, there are 3 aspects that we can consider with regards to messing up our lives. Number 1. We don't have to yield to temptation. God has made a way of escape for us. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13 tells us, "No temptation has overtaken you except as it is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, and with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it." Number 2. If we do slip, we don't have to wallow in our mistakes. There is deliverance when you cry out unto God for help. Let us join with the psalmist David as he considers his deliverance. And we read that in Psalms 40 verse 1 to 3. "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet on a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many shall see it and fear and will trust in the Lord." Number 3. We can use the lesson learned from falling not only to avoid falling again, but to help some other person who is facing similar pressures. Let us follow Apostle Paul's instruction in this matter, and we read that in Galatians chapter 6 verse 1 and 2. "Brethren, if anyone is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." Let us never forget what happened to King David when he sinned against God. There are lasting repercussions when we break God's commandments. When we sow the wind, we will reap the whirlwind. Just like Apostle Paul, let us also discipline our bodies and bring it unto subjection. Likewise, after we have preached to others, we ourselves will be disqualified. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27.